Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, you get your first look at Mason Rudolph tonight in a Steelers jersey. The guy the Steelers believe may someday replace Ben Roethlisberger. And that in and of itself makes this game mighty intriguing. Fan weather, it's about 84 degrees outside. Chance of a shower, that's pretty much every day these days, and it looks like it's going to be that way tomorrow. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's Sun Chevy's back-to-school supply drive in August. Drop-off supplies to be donated to area students who need a little help. Live from Philly, from the Post-Gazette, our Steelers insider, Ed Bouchette. How are you, Ed?
I'm good, Joe. No chance of rain here.
Well, sounds like a beautiful night to throw the ball. So how often do we, or how much do we see Mason Rudolph? When do you think we'll see him in this game?
You know, we were just talking about that at a roundtable here. I think he's going to go with a chalk, like start Landry Jones, I don't know how long, maybe a quarter. And then I think he'll come in with Josh Dobbs because he's an older vet. He's been around, and I think he'll give him a nod to that, and then I think we'll see the rookie a lot in the second half. I really do. Everybody, you, me, coaching staff, the fans, I think players are eager to see him play in this game.
And I remember you wrote at the end of spring ball that some people in the organization said they wouldn't be shocked if Mason Rudolph unseated Landry Jones as the backup. Do you still think that's a possibility if he has a great preseason?
I do, Joe, because as it was explained to me, if he doesn't, there's no development this year. Like, just like there was none for Josh Dobbs last year, because the number three quarterback practices very little once the season starts. He's out there, but he doesn't get the snaps. The starter does most of the first team stuff, and the backup does all the scout team stuff. Now, if it indeed Landry keeps that job, I think they would find a way to work the rookie in a little more than they did with Dobbs. But I still think that provided he plays well, provided he progresses in this preseason, if you make him number two and you have Landry Jones number three, that might be the best scenario for all involved. You still have Landry Jones around in case the rookie falters. And you're developing him. You think he may be your future. And in talking to people, they agree.
Besides the obvious, Mason Rudolph, what do you find most intriguing about the game tonight, Ed?
Well, a couple things, Joe. I really want to see this. I want to see James Conner run, even though we saw some of them last year. And I want to see the rookie, Jalen Samuels, run and block. Because he didn't block much at North Carolina State, and he admitted to me that's an area where he needs to develop because he's never done it. So I want to see that. I want to see James Washington, although the number two pick at wide receiver, although he's really looked good in training camp, and I think he's going to be a good player. And I want to see Chukwuma Okorafor, their rookie tackle, because I wrote this today. I think they need a veteran tackle. I think they need to go out and trade for one, but if this kid can come on, he could ease a little of their fears at that backup position.
Ed Bouchette of the Post-Gazette, our Steelers insider. He's live in Philly. I take it we're definitely not going to see Wentz. We won't see Nick Foles either, Ed, or many Eagles frontliners.
Well, the talk here is you're not going to see Foles. I would think you're not going to see many of their frontliners, and I would think you're not going to see many of the Steelers. I would be surprised if he has Cam Hayward out there, for example. And when you do see them, you better see them. You better pay attention because they're not going to be around for a while.
Ed, is there any position battle right now that is hot at Steeler camp? I guess inside linebacker is the one that jumps out, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I've always felt that John Bostic was going to win that job, and I'm not sure why he kept going with Matakevich. But Bostic has been easing his way back in there with the number one team. Well, I assume he will start Matakevich tonight, just, you know, as a one-game thing. But Bostic has more of the ability at that linebacker position. You know, he can roam more. He can cover more. I'm not putting Matakevich down. I just think he's more of a, you know, the kind of linebacker that Vince Williams is, more around the line of scrimmage, tackling type of guy. But, yeah, that's one area, Joe. You know, there's still probably a little competition at strong safety between the rookie, their first-round draft pick, and Morgan Burnett. You know, Terrell Edmonds, which I'm looking at their depth chart right now. Mike Tomlin lists fourth on the among the free safeties, and he has Morgan Burnett as a free safety. Those guys are both at strong safeties, and Sean Davis is the free safety. So if you're seeing an official, quote, Steelers depth chart, it's a little different than when you're looking at reality.
And I know we won't see any of this type of thing in the preseason, but how do you feel about Randy Feuchner and maybe him wanting to tweak the offense a little bit? Where will we see that? How will that become tangible?
Joe, until we see it, I don't know. You know, he is his own man. He ran, when he was in college, as a coordinator, more of a wide-open passing game. And I'm sure Ben is all for that. You know, I think that he'll let Ben call even more plays than Todd Haley did. I don't know if I think a lot of it's going to be similar. I would be surprised if it'd be drastically changed. But, you know, maybe he'll give us a little hint tonight. I'm still not sure if he's going upstairs or if he's going to be on the sideline.
I'm curious, too, like you said, to see how the running back situation shakes out, not only tonight, Ed, but also leading into the season. Like, if they want to do more sort of time sharing to try to mitigate whatever effects Le'Veon is feeling from not being at camp, do you think that they're going to give somebody more work than they did early last season?
I think they might, Joe, because Connor now has a year under his belt. You know, he was a rookie last year, so... I mean, he had 32 carries total and no receptions. I think they'll, and he's looked, as you well know, he's looked very good in training camp so far. But they're not going to pay Le'Veon Bell $14.5 million to not carry the ball, not catch the ball, not be out there. I think you're maybe early on, maybe in that Cleveland game, and they only gave him the ball 10 times and for 32 yards in the opener last year. So, you know, they may ease him in as well again this year with James getting a little more action in that game. But as the season goes on, I think you're going to see what we've seen before, Le'Veon Bell on the field almost all the time.
20 seconds, Ed. What are the chances for Quadre Henderson making the roster as just a kick return guy?
If he can do it well, I think he can do it because I think they want somebody besides Antonio Brown to do it. And these games are important for him. You know, some of the stuff is out of his hands when you return a punt, you know, fair catch, out of bounds, punt, all that other stuff. But when he gets his chances, he better make the best of them.
Ed, thanks for taking the time. You did a doubleheader on the station today. Enjoy your night.
And I did AM this morning, Joe. Tripleheader.
It's a great day to play three.
Yeah, thanks, Joe.